Okay, if you haven't worked it out yet, it is Christmas time. And for those people who are disconnected from their families, maybe alone, maybe just want to spend a bit of time finding out where Santa's going to be next, we're joined by Maurice Wislowski, who's going to find out, who's been following Santa.
I have, as we do every year. He's not that hard to miss.
Really?
Yeah.
He's usually the mysterious man who comes at night and no one's supposed to see him.
Well, that's true, but as he goes across the sky, it's relatively easy to see. He kind of stands out. Okay. So Santa, we have some interesting ways to track, and one of the most interesting ways is, again, online, and it's at NORAD, N-O-R-A-D, Santa, all one word, .org. What that does is it literally goes from 24 hours before Christmas, tells you where Santa is, and then tracks him as he travels across the entire world. So you can see the country he's in, you can see a map of where he's been and where he's going. And what I love about it is it gives lots of nice videos. So if you're looking at a country and you're wondering, what's that country? I've never been there, never seen it. You can hover over the top of it. It'll give you a nice video, show you what's there.
So it's like Google Maps or Google Earth with Santa.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a good way to describe it. It's been around for quite a few years now. And it's just a nice way for the kids to be able to say, how far is Santa away? Where's he been?
Okay. All right. So that's NORAD, Santa Tracker.
NORADSanta.org is where you'll find that one. It's a free site, no problem with that one at all. As I said, been around for a long time, very safe, not to worry about at all. Let the kids have some fun there.
Okay, and we've got there's many others, there's five here, and we've got Santa Claus and Christmas at the North Pole. Is this to let people know what Santa Claus is doing in the North Pole?
It is really, but it's more for children. It's if you want a safe space for kids to be on Christmas, you know, to have a look at some carols, do some online colouring in, maybe read a book with Santa. There's lots and lots of things kids can do there. Again, a safe site, been around for a while. Kids always need to be monitored online, let's put that in. But having said that, it's a safe site. So what we're looking at is northpole1word.com, and the other one is santaclauslive.com. Both of them will give kids a really great hour or two or 5 minutes or whatever you need just to get them out of your hair and somewhere safe to talk and look and feel Christmassy.
And everyone loves Santa that dances. Little dancing Santa.
Yeah.
And you have a little dancing Santa on this site as well.
Yeah, it does, and you can never get enough of them. You're absolutely right.
All right, so, and what do children love to do around this time? It's writing letters to Santa saying how nice they've been all year. Not naughty, obviously. So what about this one?
You're absolutely right, although often their brothers or sisters will disagree with them. But let's go with the first one, that kids have been great all year. Sometimes you just want to write a letter, as you said, and let Santa know, everything has been good, and please be generous to me. What we have then are a number of sites. The first one is, and these are long, but it's all online, of course, it's a letter, number4santa.com. So it's a letter for Santa.com. What you get in there is the opportunity to type into Santa, tell him all about what you've done all the year, and what you'll get back is an instant reply from him.
Because a lot of the times, I never got a reply.
No.
So many years, I wrote to Santa, and I thought, oh, Santa's rubbish, because he's forgotten about me.
Oh, bite your tongue.
Oh, well, he didn't, because he'd come along and give me some presents. But the point was is that I wouldn't get a response to my letters, so this time, actually, he writes back.
Santa loves the digital space, I must tell you. It's much easier to communicate with how many? 2 billion kids online than it is to write all those letters you used to have to do by handwriting.
That's right.
Took him a long time. Online, he's got it down toast. So that was one of them. The other way is through Australia Post. They have a similar site. Now, this one is quite long as a URL, but it's auspost.com.au/personal/letters to Santa. Really much easier. Go into a search engine and type in letter for Santa and Australia Post if you want that one. Does the same thing. Tell your kids to type in, you know, how great they've been and what they want, and what they'll get back is a great letter from Santa acknowledging exactly that. Great kids. Look forward to it.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe it was Australia Post that lost my letter to Santa. Maybe they're trying to make it up, you know, just last all those times and never got there. Maybe it wasn't Santa's fault.
I'm not going near that. I still want to get my letters from them.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. And what do we have next?
So there's some, look, you might be like me, perhaps last minute, and you realise there are some people you might have sent some cards to or sent some greetings to and forgotten to have. And it happens to all of us, happens to me. So what we're able to do online is to go and do some unusual stuff. You can actually record a personalised video message from Santa to someone. So what you do is go to a site called portablenorthpole.com, www.santacruz.com, and in there you'll be able to tell Santa what you want him to say. And lo and behold, what you'll end up with is a video. Now, for most of these sites, it's a quick one, you know, just about 30 seconds or so. For most of these sites, the video or the piece that you're getting is free. For some of them, you'll have to pay if you want to keep it or send it on to somebody else. So they all start off as free. Have fun, do that. Some of them just charge a little bit of money if you want to go past that point. Up to you if you do or don't. But there's a couple I really like, and my favourite, I think, and it talks more about me being a kid, is one called elfyourself.com. Elfyourself.com.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is you and four mates, so five of you can get online, and what you do is record yourself singing or doing what you want. It attaches it to elf bodies, cartoon elf bodies, and you get this little cartoon video come back to you with you and your mates or however many people around dancing as if you're little elves with a Christmas message.
With hats on and everything.
Yeah, hats on, the whole box and dice. So all they do is superimpose your head into a normal elf costume and you're dancing and doing all that kind of really silly stuff. It's a nice one. Look, on Christmas Day, if you've got nothing else to do and you want to kill 5 minutes and have a good giggle, why not give it a whirl?
And you can choose between different dance styles, classic, hip-hop, soul,
yeah,
80s, or even the Charleston.
Yeah, you can go for all of that. Yeah, Gangnam Style, I don't think made it this year, but maybe for next year. But you can. And the other one, if you want to try a bit of magic, I mean, it's simple the way this is done, but I still think it's magical, is you can put your home, the place you live, inside a snow globe online. So what you do is go to a site called draftfcb.com. You type in there your address, and it goes through Google and indexes Google for your house, and then puts it inside a snow globe. Remember the snow globes, that little glass thing we used to have when you shook it? It had snow in it?
Yeah, you had whatever there, maybe just have, you know,
the Eiffel Tower, exactly, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So what you end up with is your house. Again, it's a giggle. There's absolutely no reason for doing this, but on Christmas Day, I just find it's one of those fun things to be able to do, is people type in their house and get amazed that they can see it inside the snow globe.
Right, so it actually uses Google's
maps.
So when it goes past your house.
Yes, it's that one that everyone complains about because the rubbish tin's always out of the cars in front. Or the garden wasn't done.
Or even some people have been busted having affairs because their car wasn't supposed to be there. Awful, life-ruining stuff. Anyway, this...
You seem to know too much about that one.
This one's a good one because you can put your house in the... But Google, I don't think, was going to the highlands of PNG mapping all the streets out there.
Probably not. So it may be a bit difficult. Maybe you'll need to borrow an address from somebody else to be able to see that one properly.
Okay, so we've got a couple of holes there in that one. But you can always give it a try. Maybe you can put in the White House.
Well, there's great thinking.
You know what I mean? Or some other landmark that you would like to put into it.
Yeah,
into
absolutely.
So all these people who collect those snow domes. I always find them quite weird little things, but there are a lot of people who actually go out there and collect them and have a massive collection of these snow domes.
Yeah, they do. Why?
Ruined their whole collection now, hasn't it?
Well, maybe it's just one more. It's a digital version of it.
There you go. Well, that's very good. So you're going to have a very entertaining Christmas.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it very much. And the other thing that we need to remember with Christmas as we started off the segment is that sometimes for no reason other than we're alone or we're not connected to the people we love physically. Remember that what we can do online now digitally is get to them virtually. We can use some really great free tools. Of course, we need to have a computer access, and hopefully we have that. Otherwise, go to a library, borrow one from a friend. This is the time of year to be able to do that. And jump on something as simple and as free as Skype. Mm. Now, I know there are lots of families around the world, as strange as it sounds, who are having Skype Christmas dinners together. Would love to be there physically, but just can't because of life. So they literally put a screen up one end on their computer, and they sit there and they have Christmas dinner together for an hour or two just across the waves. It's a beautiful way to do it second best if we can't do it first best. So use Skype. There are great apps which are free called WhatsApp that lets you text messages for free. Again, connect up families, just be able to talk. Don't feel so isolated if that's how you're feeling at Christmas.
Mm.
Viber is another good one that lets you talk for free. Again, all these are assuming you have internet connection, smartphones and the rest. And even something as new and shiny as Pinterest, which is a pin-up board where you can post pictures. So you could set up your own Pinterest board, like your own Facebook page, Again, it's freepinterest.com, and you can share your Christmas table, your Christmas cheer, the family and whatever else. Share it with your relatives around the world. And why not collectively get all of the family, regardless of where they are on the planet, to share their photos into one central spot? What a great thing to do on Christmas.
That's a really good point, and it's a great way to end the discussion, because it really is. We have to rethink about all these people who don't have family or are a bit lonely or are separated, and that's the whole idea of Christmas, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure, and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Morris Mislowski. And take us through his top 13 trends for 2013 in a couple of days' time, so stick around for that.